Boris Johnson, the new Prime Minister of the UK, as of today, replacing the outgoing Theresa May. Bojo, as they call him. But why does everybody have to have a damn nickname? What am I, Stegrew? I mean, Stegrew. I mean, why does everybody have Bojo and blah, blah, blah? You know, whatever. Hush, New York. I'm working. Anyhow, Boris Johnson, Bojo. Yeah. Oh, and if you have a girlfriend. What am I, Stivey? Anyhow, the point being is that he took over as prime minister. Here is the wrap up, if you will, the vote. He won by a wide margin, become the next prime minister, and he takes over today. Here it is, bite number five, Boris Johnson. Go.
And therefore, I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
But I want to begin by thanking my opponent, Jeremy. By common consent, an absolutely formidable campaigner and a great leader and a great politician. For you've been friendly, you've been good-natured, you've been a font of excellent ideas, all of which I propose to steal forthwith. And above all, I want to thank our outgoing leader, Theresa May, for her extraordinary service to this party and to this country. We know the mantra of the campaign that has just gone by. In case you've forgotten it, you probably have. It's always a couple of, it is deliver Brexit, unite the country and defeat Jeremy Corbyn. And I know some wag was already pointed out that deliver, unite and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud.
Yes. Yes, it does. Bojo. Just doesn't have a very good ring to it. All right, President Trump, speaking of the Turning Point USA gathering, took a moment to talk about Boris Johnson and his ascension to being the prime minister. Theresa May, of course, it all blew up in her face when she couldn't get a Brexit deal put together. Boris Johnson says, you know, he'll get the Brexit deal. He'll have 100 days to pull that off. The deadline now, which was extended, as you know, is Halloween, October 31st, the deadline for the Brexit. With or without a deal, the UK has to go through with this. There is no alternative. President Trump says he likes Boris Johnson. Here's bite three from Turning Point USA. Bite three. Go.
Have a really good man is going to be the Prime Minister of the UK now, Boris Johnson. Good man. He's tough and he's smart. They're saying Britain Trump. They call him Britain Trump. And people are saying that's a good thing. That they like me over there. That's what they wanted. That's what they need. It's what they need. He'll get it done. Boris is good. He's going to do a good job.
And while we're hearing from the president there at Turning Point USA, obviously that's a gathering of young people, conservatives getting together. Turning Point USA gets a lot of attention these days. Part of that Twitterverse and all of that stuff that goes on. He took aim at one of his favorite targets. Why wouldn't he? AOC plus three, as he calls them. It's bite number four from the president. Go.
This Talib. From Michigan, right? It's a great state. We won Michigan. There is no way she stands for the values of the people of Michigan. But I watched her this morning. She's vicious. She's like a crazed lunatic. She's screaming. This is before she got into Congress. Who elected her? She's screaming like a total lunatic at one of our rallies. It's like I'm giving a little rally. And she starts screaming. And this is not a sane person, folks, when you look at that. The Democrats, I guess, are forced to embrace her. And I call it AOC plus three. Okay? AOC. AOC plus three. Not that AOC is a bargain, because she's not. I mean, she's no bargain. Look, and even the Democrats, they're left, but now they're getting dragged into a radical left position. I can't imagine who's doing that.
I think he enjoys the crowd, really enjoys the young people, does the president, when he gets out there. Speaking of AOC plus three, one of those three, Ilhan Omar, the focus now of a House ethics complaint filed by Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch filing that complaint, it was hand-delivered to the chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Office of Congressional Ethics, David Skaggs. It calls for a full investigation into political crimes tied to allegations that Omar may have married her biological brother and may have committed other acts of fraud in pursuit of becoming a citizen, helping others become citizens illegally, and then, of course, in pursuit of her congressional seat and still refusing to answer questions. Judicial Watch is a nonprofit, nonpartisan educational foundation, and they believe there's enough evidence now to pursue Ilhan Omar with all of the allegations that she was married to her own brother in order to skirt immigration laws, not for herself, but for him. Not for herself, but for him. By the way, you hear a lot about Canada. If that had been committed in Canada, that would have been a permanent removal from Canada if you committed a crime of that nature. Let's see here. The FBI, speaking of, one more thing about Donald Trump. ASAP, is that the rapper's name? Is it ASAP Rocky? Is that how you say that? All right, ASAP Rocky. I mean, he's got a dollar sign in the middle of it. ASAP Rocky. He's being held in Sweden. And the rapper's mother says she is very grateful for President Trump weighing in on that conversation, trying to get her son home. He was involved in some sort of a street brawl here a couple of weeks ago with members of his entourage. Shocking, right, that a member of a rap group, you know, made a public display of, you know, big meltdown, whatever. Anyhow, the president trying to get him home saying, come on, they're just young folks, and they didn't behave well. New York rapper arrested July the 2nd now, so it's been a while. 3 weeks, I guess. The president trying to get him home, and his mother saying, thank you, Mr. President, for doing that. And one more note for you. The FBI's Christopher Wray says, our biggest threat globally, not Russia. Despite the Bob Mueller hearings coming up now in a little more than 45 minutes, he says it's China that is our biggest challenge. China, says Christopher Wray from the FBI. I believe that to be true, by the way. We'll have some final thoughts for you as we get ready. Get the popcorn popped and get a nice, comfortable seat for Bob Mueller. It's coming shortly. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.